It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. And thanks to Cassie and Kristen for the great show last week while I was away at a nutrition conference sponsored by the American College of Nutrition. And I'm really eager to share some of the leading-edge nutritional information that I learned. Plus, over the next few weeks, we're going to bring you some of the great researchers and authors that I had a privilege to be able to attend their sessions. And so we're going to have, in the future, we're going to have an expert in cardiovascular health. And it may surprise you that cholesterol is not an important risk factor predictor. So we'll also have an expert in skin health that recommended to Oprah to stop drinking coffee and switch to green tea for weight loss. Just simple, he says you can lose 10 pounds if you switch off of coffee and you start drinking green tea. I think that...
Have you done it? I don't do coffee.
I don't do coffee. I only do green tea. And we have an expert in Alzheimer's disease. And this person is using coconut oil for changing the brains of people with Alzheimer's. Very interesting.
Another use for coconut oil. Yeah. We love coconut oil, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Balance your blood sugar, balance your hormones, heal those cells.
And also one of the other people that I saw was a person that is a specialist in what is called refined food addiction. Very interesting. And all these people are MDs, and they're all people that have specialties in nutrition. So those are for all future shows, but today we have a great topic: how to support your immune system so you can avoid catching the flu. And our co-host is Wendy Cates Dancer, and Wendy is a registered nurse, so it makes sense to have Wendy on the show. And she's a nutrition counselor and an educator, and she has lots and lots of information to share about immune function, don't you?
And isn't this just perfect timing?
Yes, I heard the news.
You know, we get up today and come out to snow,
yep,
and icy driveways. And we need to get out our chapstick. We need to get out our hand lotion. We need to get out our vitamin D and all of our vitamin C and all those.
And we need to drive very carefully around overpasses because many accidents this morning.
Yeah, so exactly. But oh my gosh, Dar, I just want to talk to you about all this stuff that you learned in Florida.
Yep.
It's like refined food addiction.
Yep.
Very. Oh my gosh. Well, that must mean cereal.
Cereal.
Right?
Yep.
Chips.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Pizza?
And I think pizza.
Refined
and
food.
I think most people that hear that, they say, oh, that's probably me.
I like the title, though, Refined Food Addiction. But, yeah, our immune system. And mm-hmm. Here we are in winter already. We had, what, 3 days of fall?
Yes.
Have you noticed that every news show on TV, we're worried. I mean, just before we even started here, it's like, are we going to get all these vaccinations for the swine flu? I mean, we're so worried about catching the flu.
Yes.
But not one TV program is instructing people on how to support their immune system.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to be doing today, aren't we?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. We know you need to wash your hands.
Yes, we do.
You know, everybody knows that. No, nobody washes them enough.
Yes, that's right.
But building your immune system is probably the number one. It is the number one thing to do.
So we know many people are really concerned about catching the H1N1 flu strain. I mean, they are. People are kind of frantic about it.
Well, I've talked to people, mothers, you know, half of their kids' classes out with that flu.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I was talking to a friend last night, and she was talking to her sister, and they happen to live, her sister lives in California, Northern California, And her 14-year-old came down with H1N1 flu. But Mary said, you should just hear what this little girl eats. She's a 14-year-old, and she just eats basically junk food. So that's, you know, and they come into town and they go to Dunkin' Donuts, and this is their breakfast, and, you know, all the things that
breakfast
we would.
Breakfast of champions. All those things that we never do.
So if you're really concerned, what's a person to do? What are you really supposed to do about this?
Well, this is what I would do about it is I would sign up for our Staying Well class. Dar, you're always being proactive. You're always, what do people need? What do people need? What do people need?
Mm-hmm.
And they need a class on developing their immune system and staying well. So
we did it.
Voila, you developed a class on staying well. And strategies to strengthen your immune system. And so we have three classes this month. One is October 26th, and that's a Monday night.
Monday night.
That's going to be in St. Paul. October 29th, it's going to be in White Bear Lake. And we just decided before we came in here that I'd be teaching
that
one.
You'd be teaching it?
So I'm going to be happy to teach that. And then also October 29th. So that's Thursday night out at Wayzata. So you can just go to our website, weightandwellness.com. So that would be a great, and it's cheaper, just as cheap as the flu shot, I think,
$25. $20. It's an hour and a half class.
It's wonderful, just a wonderful way to get ready for this winter.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so our website, weightandwellness.com, or you can also call the office at 651-699-3438, and they'll help you out. And then, of course, stay tuned to the show because we're going to give you lots of good information here also. But we know that nutrition to the rescue.
Yep.
And it's a fun class. We have a stock of broccoli wearing a cape. And broccoli is our superhero. And I've been told that we even have some cheers in the class, right?
We do. Yes.
So we're going to be cheering real food.
So we know that vegetables support the immune system. So let's talk about what tears it down.
Oh, maybe some of those refined foods.
Maybe.
Foods such as your afternoon Coke,
mm-hmm,
or your morning muffin, or your evening bag of Doritos, or your breakfast bowl of cereals. Now, speaking of Doritos, Dar.
Yes.
I was driving to work the other day, and here this little, I think he was about 8 years old, and he was standing on the corner waiting for the bus,
mm-hmm,
and he was eating a huge bag of Doritos.
Wow. That was probably his breakfast.
That was his breakfast.
Yeah.
And what is his immune system? Now, he's going to be one of the kids,
yep,
at school that gets the flu for, yeah, sure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we think of these as all high sugar foods because they turn into sugar once they get into your system. So we have to ask a question. If you're really concerned about getting the flu, are you concerned enough to give up your sugar?
Whoa.
So what am I really saying? Is there a connection to sugar and poor immune function and the flu? Well, yes. There is a connection, for sure.
There's a huge connection, and this is absolutely right, and we have research to support it. This research is not new research. It was done in 1973, published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and researchers reported that phagocyte activity is reduced by 50%,
mm-hmm,
for 5 hours following eating high-sugar foods. So for some people, I would say for all people, their immune, or all people that eat sugar,
yes,
their immune system is reduced all day long.
Well, you know, if you think about
the
it.
The muffin
Wendy,
for
you,
breakfast.
Yeah, the muffin for breakfast.
Coke in the afternoon.
The Coke in the afternoon. Their immune system is reduced by 50%. So, people that are listening, they say, well, what are phagocytes?
Yeah, probably they would say that. That's a pretty big word, phagocyte.
So they're a part of your white blood cell, and they go out and they really go out and attack viruses and bacteria. And what they do is they sort of go out and gobble up all the bad guys before you get sick.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if you haven't eaten sugar or for meals or snacks, and we know because sugar slows the phagocytes to a crawl. And they've seen this under the microscope. It's like they hardly...
They're paralyzed.
Yeah, they're paralyzed. So they are 50% less active.
And effective.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
For 5 hours after you eat sugar. So in reality, the viruses can get away and start to multiply if they're not eaten up by these phagocytes. So phagocytes are the good guys, and we want to have lots of them, but we want to have them healthy. And we want to have them running, not crawling. Right?
Yes.
Get to that virus and eat it up.
So now think about this. If you drink a 20-ounce Coke, you've just taken
in... Is that too much sugar, Dar?
17 teaspoons.
Oh, I think that's too much sugar.
So you've slowed down again your phagocytes for another 5 hours.
Oh, what about a bowl of cereal, a glass of juice, and a piece of toast, which I know a lot of people have for breakfast?
28 teaspoons of sugar.
Oh, very paralyzing for those little phagocytes. They're probably going to sleep now by this time.
Yes. So I bet, here's another question for you. I bet you never ask yourself, is happy hour affecting my immune system?
Do you mean happy hour might not be so happy?
Probably not.
A study called Alcoholism and Damage to the Immune System found that alcohol abuse actually...
And you know what alcohol abuse is, Wendy?
Let's see. It's been a long time since I used to do happy hour, but...
Well, actually, the research says...
People, you know, you get those two-for-one drinks, don't you, at happy hour?
Well, it's more than anything more than two drinks at a time is considered alcohol abuse. It's shocking.
Well, happy hour would definitely fit into that then because you get two-for-one in a lot of places.
Right.
Anything more than two drinks at once?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what the research says.
Okay.
Or that's what the American Cancer Institute says.
Well, and we know that you've read, I haven't read it yet, but the research on women and wine.
Yep, exactly.
But this study, Alcoholism and Damage to the Immune System, found that alcohol abuse, which would be more than two drinks at a time, leads to immune deficiency and even autoimmune problems, which is your immune system attacking your own body. The consequences include increased susceptibility to bacterial pneumonia, tuberculosis, and other infectious disease.
And H1N1 is an infectious disease.
Yeah. So in other words, Dar, those phagocytes are drinking booze instead of eating up the virus.
So, Wendy, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in life-changing nutrition education. You know, if you work downtown Minneapolis, we're bringing our weight and wellness classes downtown on Wednesday nights starting in November. So you can just go from work right to our class, spend 6 evenings in November and December, and I can really promise you that you'll feel better for the holidays, you'll have more energy, and even maybe if you want to, you might even lose a few pounds. So check our website, Weight and Wellness, or call 651-699-3438, and we'll answer any question you might have. So we'll be back in a minute. All I want is to feel this way, to be this close, feel the same. All I want is to feel this
way. Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Cates Dancer, registered nurse and nutritional counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and we are discussing how you can use nutrition to support your immune system to avoid the flu. Mm-hmm. If you have questions for us today, please give us a call. We'd love you to join our conversation. Our number here is 651-641-1071. And it may surprise you that not only are we coming to teach
downtown
Minneapolis, as Dar talked about before we went on break, but Dar will also be teaching why don't you just say that? Because at the Education...
Minnesota, which used to be the old MEA.
Oh, okay.
Now you got it.
All right. Oh, okay, now I got it. Yeah.
That's October 15th, and I'm going to be teaching stress-busting foods at 1 p.m. That's on a Thursday.
Oh, our great new class, stress-busting foods.
So, you know, I invite all the teachers to come out and join me. You know, last year I taught our food mood class, And I had about 300 teachers that came into my room that
only, fabulous.
Was only supposed to hold about 90, but they crowded in. So I really believe that the classroom for many teachers is a very stressful place much of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really rewarding, but very stressful. So to manage stress, teachers really need to eat real food and leave the little Debbies at the store.
Speaking of Debbies,
yes,
we want to say hi to Deb Reeves.
Yes.
She's out in New York with
working.
A bunch working.
Yep.
And she's with a bunch of nurses and they're listening to the show today.
Yes, right? They are.
So hi Deb Reeves.
And we're waiting for you to come back and be on the show again. So.
Absolutely. We love having Deb on the show, don't we?
Yes, we do. So, you know, to win the fight against the flu, you really have to kick that sugar and alcohol habit. So you can kind of understand why diabetics with higher blood sugars are at a risk for getting the flu.
Absolutely.
You know, sugar loves, viruses love sugar. So sugar is at the very basic biochemical level that affects our immune system. So, you know, think about this. Put this in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the people that get sick at the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Right after Halloween, everybody gets sick.
Starts with Halloween.
Yes, it does.
I wonder why Halloween.
And then it comes back hard at Christmas. So, you know, what do the holidays really mean? Well, we
and
know.
Most people think it's stress.
Yes.
But
it's candy.
It's candy. Sugar.
And it's
alcohol.
And alcohol. Holiday parties, you know, sugar, 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 sugar.
Yeah.
And more sugar.
And more sugar.
Yeah. So maybe this Halloween, you got to think of something different. Than the candy treats for kids.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, well, what am I going to get? Because I haven't gotten anything yet, and I always have a lot of kids come to my house. But I want to go back to this, Dar, because this is so important. So, you know, we're eating sugar, drinking alcohol, feeding the viruses. At the same time, we're paralyzing our phagocytes.
Right.
And we wonder why we get sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you wonder.
Because you're getting a double whammy.
You are. But you can kind of understand why people are in such a panic over this, because I think a lot of people realize that that's how they're eating. And
do you think they even stop to think about that? A lot of people?
I'm hoping they do.
Well, I'm hoping they do, too. But, you know, when I have people come to class and their eyes get this big and say, what am I going to eat when I don't eat sugar?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot better, but I think we still have a lot of work to do.
Well, that was a theme at my nutrition conference too, Wendy, is that people are really out of touch. And that was going back to this refined food addiction problem, is people are so out of touch with real food these days that it takes a lot of education. And that was one of the other themes that came through the conference, is that we need to do more nutritional education.
Yes.
To help people stay on a healthy eating plan, because we have all this other food that is calling our name all the time.
Yeah.
And once you get into it.
Because it's addictive.
If it's addictive. Exactly.
But I'm getting real concerned here, because we have a lot of people going into the flu season already sick and tired.
Yep. That's true.
Because of the sugar that they're eating.
Well,
that's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
So I want everybody that's listening to the show today to call somebody up and, you know, start sharing this information.
And they
it's so important.
You know, have them re-listen to
the show. Go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So back to sugar. I mean, we've never really gotten away from it, but, you know. So we have to. It's just plain necessary to replace sugar. To replace refined foods with real foods. Start your day with eggs. The protein in eggs will boost your immune system. Then add some spinach for vitamin C and folic acid, one of our main B vitamins. Add some butter, a great saturated fat that's going to get in there, along with that coconut oil you were talking about earlier, Dar, and stabilize your cells and protect them from viruses and bacteria.
But now... There's another but to all this.
Uh-oh, we got another but.
Yep. You know, eating trans fats, that's like in French fries or margarine or muffins or cookies, and a lot of other box foods, you know, the macaroni and cheese and things like that, actually can lead to damage your immune system. So if you're stopping for fast foods after a soccer game or after piano practice, or, you know, you're setting your kids up to have a defective immune system. That's the bottom line.
That is a different way of looking at fast food, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Setting your kids up and yourself to have a defective immune system.
Because, again, trans fats.
Huge, huge danger in trans fats.
Mm-hmm.
And people, again, they just don't realize you eat French fries or a muffin, you get about 11 to 12 grams of trans fats.
Mm-hmm.
And your cell membranes will then contain up to 20% trans fats, which results in your cell membrane becoming weak and tired and sick. And like I like to tell people at every class I teach, your disease, flu, it starts one cell at a time. We've got this little cell sitting there, and it's weak and tired because we filled the cell membrane with trans fats, and it's not able to do its job. Then what happens is it becomes weak. It takes in things it was never meant to take in, like allergens. This is where allergies come from, undigested food particles, and, of course, these viruses.
Yes.
And then we can even have all these free radicals that go all the way in there, damage your DNA, and can actually lead to cancer.
And it doesn't take a lot of trans fats, does it?
No.
I mean, I think like Robert Crayon in one of his books called... Nutrition Made Simple. He simply said, hey, you know, even 1 or 2 grams of trans fats is going to damage your chemistry, basically.
Right.
And he was talking about damaging your immune system. So when you load up with French fries with 11 or 12 grams of trans fats.
And then a muffin has another 11 to 12 grams.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
It's... And, you know, I mean, even the FDA, Dar, is telling us the only safe amount of trans fats to eat is zero.
Zero. That's right. So, Wendy, we're going to take another break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, we will also be downtown in St. Paul at the Landmarks Center October 14th between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. And we're going to be at the Health and Wellness Fair. So come on down, get a free health screening, meet some of the nutrition educators from Nutritional Weight and Wellness, and they'll be happy to answer your nutrition questions. And if you have questions today, and I think we have a few listeners that want, they do have questions, and we'll catch them after our break. Our number here today is 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I know when we suggest cutting out sugar in processed foods, many people believe for themselves that it's impossible. Well, we have nutritional, healthy, and safe tricks to calm down those cravings. Maybe this year, rather than getting treats for Halloween, you might consider a consultation to get the tricks. Love this. To get the tricks to get rid of your cravings. It can happen.
Yes.
And speaking of Halloween, don't we have a...
We had
caller?
Yes, we did. We had a caller that gave
us... Oh,
is
she not there anymore?
Left a message, and her message was that she was wondering if Nutritional Weight and Wellness would be, if they would give out a 10% coupon to give out with a Halloween, I guess with a Halloween candy, or to just give out with other prizes if kids came. So that as parents went through their kids' trick-and-treating bag, they could find a 10% discount for a class
coupon
or a consultation. Yep.
I think that's a great idea.
Sure, and we'll be happy to do that. And we'll make up some really cute ones.
Okay.
So that if parents want...
I'm going to get some.
All they have to do is call our office, and we will be happy to mail them out to people. And, that's a great idea. And, you know, I think we just...
Get the word out. It's a great way to...
We got to change
trick
this.
Or treat.
So we have some callers here this morning. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome
Good
to Dishing
morning.
Up. Good morning.
I've got a couple of questions. First of all, for trick or treating, popcorn balls or individually wrapped pretzels, are those okay?
Well, you know, popcorn balls are going to be pretty high in sugar.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yeah, they are. I guess I would probably go with the pretzels because there's not very many usually in a package. You're still, you know, when you eat pretzels, it still breaks down into some sugar in your system.
Right.
But it's not as much as like a popcorn ball. That's really high.
Okay.
So
I wasn't sure.
Yep.
So, okay. What about this new Land O'Lakes butter with olive oil? What do you know about that?
I know nothing. Do you know anything?
No. Do you have any idea what the ingredients are? Have you looked?
No.
Is it just butter with bead in olive oil?
If you leave it out, it's smooth.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess, you know, it should. It sounds like it should be fine.
If it's just butter and olive oil.
Yeah. Should be fine. But you can do this yourself at home. I mean, you can make that yourself. Just put butter and olive oil together. But, next time at the store, I'll check that out and see.
Okay. And then what do you think of echinacea with goldenrod for your immune system?
I think it's great. I mean, it's a good thing to take. You know, you probably don't want to take it all the time, but what I understand about echinacea, at least, is you take it for 3 weeks and you're off for a week, and then you can take it again, and that's fine.
Okay.
So,
and then how much vitamin D are we supposed to be taking?
Good question. That's part of our show. Well, here in Minnesota, as we can look out today, and I don't see any sun out there yet, do you?
No.
What you want is we want to make sure it's vitamin D3, which, you know, most of the over-the-counter stuff is. And then you want about 2,000 milligrams a day.
And that, but, you know, I think the other thing is
get it checked.
I've had people coming in and their levels are very low, 3 or 4. Well, they need so much more than 2,000.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it depends on what your level is.
Okay.
And the doctors, they have no problem now with checking that for you. It's just simple blood test.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You've been very helpful.
Lots of great questions. Thank you for calling us today.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And I would just like to say what I did with trick or treats. Yep. I would go to like Paper Warehouse and get pencils and, like maybe little erasers and put in kids' bags because I just couldn't do the candy.
No, I can't do the candy any longer. Not. And, you know, the other thing is, if you don't buy the candy for trick-and-treaters...
Then you don't eat it.
Then you don't eat it.
And that's so a very good thing to say. I can't, because I get just as many clients coming back to me slipping off the program at Halloween as I do...
Oh, yes.
...after Christmas.
Yes, and more...
Halloween is just...
I think, you know, if you
don't buy the candy you like.
If you look at your own behavior, there's a lot of people that buy the candy, and then they eat it, and then they have to go back and buy it again.
That's my sister. She buys it right at the beginning. She does the same thing at Easter, because she wants to get the good stuff.
Yep.
But then it's all gone, and she's got to go back and keep replacing it about 3 or 4 times before Halloween actually gets here.
Yep. So anyway, thanks for the call. And
are we going to take another one?
We're going to take another one.
Okay, fabulous.
So good morning, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Darren, Wendy.
Hi there.
I just have a comment, and that is I'm happily eating my kale and eggs this morning, but sometimes it's fun to make a treat. And the way you talk about French fries and
muffins.
It sounds like they all got trans fats. So I just want to comment that can't you make free trans fat things like that at home?
Yes, you can.
So
you can make it with butter or coconut oil. Sure, you can.
Sure.
And I think, I think if you want to bring the sugar level down, you use almond flour rather than, and if you want to make it gluten-free, maybe you use a little rice flour and a little almond flour, and then you bring the level of sugar down.
I love is that on the website, Dar, our blueberry oat muffin?
That I don't know.
That is a great recipe, and then I usually even change that, of course, to make it gluten-free and make it a lot more fiber, and I use the almond meal instead of the flour, and then I use quinoa flakes.
Oh, that's a great
idea. Instead of, the oats.
Where do you get the almond meal?
Almond meal, well, you can buy it at any of the co-ops. I also buy it sometimes when I'm at Mad Woman Foods.
Love the Mad Woman Foods almond meal.
Yep.
Okay.
So, and quinoa flakes. Wendy, where do you buy quinoa flakes?
I buy quinoa flakes at Whole Foods or any of the co-ops have quinoa flakes. And I think Kowalski's has them too.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, quinoa flakes, that's a gluten-free, very usable product for people.
Right. And it's just a, it's a much more nutritious grain than the rice.
So, Bill, thanks for calling us today.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your eggs and kale.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, I think when people think about that the first time, eggs and kale, well, you know, start with eggs and spinach because that's often what people are used to. They have probably ordered that maybe even at a restaurant because that's something that they might serve.
Yeah.
But when you say kale, that's going beyond what most people will do. But then once they've done the spinach, then they start doing the kale after
a while. You know, it actually took me, I think I was doing this program for about 3 years before I decided, you know what, I need to try some of these other greens.
Yes.
But when you do try them, they're absolutely delicious. Chopping up some chard or some kale and sauteing it in some olive oil, and it's just wonderful.
So when
and very healthy for those phagocytes.
That's right.
Phagocytes love greens.
So I guess we have to take another great break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. And I want to point out two great classes taking place next week. Nutritional Solutions for Osteoporosis, and that's going to be in St. Paul. And Stressed Out, High Anxiety, Real Food is the Answer in Woodbury. We have great teachers. The classes are only $25. If you want more information, check our website, weightandwellness.com. And you can actually sign up online. So there you are. We'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you have just tuned in, we are discussing how you can use nutrition, real food, to boost your immune system to avoid getting sick this winter. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutritional counselor, and I see clients in White Bear Lake and in St. Paul. If you have any questions about what happens in a consultation, what you can expect, how much does it cost, just call the office and we are happy to answer any of these questions. Our number there is 651-699-3438. For today, our number here at the show, if you want to talk to us and join our conversation, is 651-641-1071.
So, Wendy, before we went on break and before we took some of the callers, we were talking about how trans fats actually damage the cell membrane, and we need a healthy cell membrane. Well, you know, healthy cells are made up of 50% saturated fat. And we think of saturated fat, you know, that's the fat in butter, you know,
animal fat. Coconut oil.
And so what's the saturated fats that helps our cells be strong, and it gives our cells a kind of a wellness. So it provides wellness to our cells is what saturated fat does.
That's exactly what we need in this now. So the bottom line, it is also not safe to eat low fat.
Not
at this
now.
Time. Not during flu season.
No.
With the high rates of the flu. We must eat good fats. Butter, olive oil, coconut oil, avocados, nuts and seeds to keep away from the flu. Very important.
But, you know, we have some of those nasty refined oils. And there are vegetable oils like corn, soybeans, sunflower oil. And what they do is they increase inflammation and they inhibit the formation of healthy white blood cells, which kill viruses.
Right.
I mean, they stop the production. You know, it's like you got a production line going and you take in one of these soybean oils and
boom, it
stops. So again, to win the battle against the flu, you really should start with a real food cheer and take some time to cook. So we're
real
talking
food,
about real food.
Real protein, real vegetables, and real fats. So here's a cheer for breakfast. Eggs and spinach cooked in butter, a great immune builder.
So here's a cheer for lunch. Chicken salad with a side of sweet potato fries, baked.
Great. And I'm going to give a cheer for dinner. Salmon, wild rice, vegetables, and almonds.
And I'm going to give a cheer for a snack. You know, throw away those Cheetos, but have grapes and deli meat and an avocado.
Oh, that sounds much more nutritious. I'm cheering that too. Or a cheer for another immune builder snack, cottage cheese, blueberries, and pecans. throw out the M&Ms.
Yes, for sure. So now, you know, we believe real food's the key, but there are some other key nutrients, and we've got some callers that are going to ask us some questions here.
Yeah, so we'll take our callers.
Good morning, Jan. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Good morning. This is Jan from Wayzata. I met Dar at the Advanced Wayzata office, and I still met Wendy at the Wayzata office, and I miss you.
I miss you too, Jan.
My question is, I've had my levels of my vitamin D checked because I know I have seasonal affective disorder. And I had it checked like 3 years ago, so I've increased my vitamin D3 intake a lot. How often do you think I should have my level checked from my doctor?
Oh, at least every year. Maybe.
Yeah, especially for you.
Yeah, and maybe even every 6 months, Jen. I really think
I'd have
it's
it checked every fall since you have seasonal affective disorder.
Yep.
Yeah, I do work outside for a living, but...
Yeah, so in the summer you're getting lots of sunshine, but...
Right.
So, good
okay,
question.
Well, I appreciate you answering my question.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jan, and you take good care. Good to hear from you.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, let's go. Good morning. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. I have a question about dark chocolate and its place in a nutritional plan. I'm just wondering if it should, if I should continue to eat it, if I should find the organic kind, and how much I could use each day.
So this is Linda on the line. Wendy, you want to answer that question?
Sure. You know, unless you have, I mean, there are some people that shouldn't have chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you react to it, I mean, people that have severe acne or, you know, things like that. But for most people, I think a little bit of dark chocolate is fine. And so I would, I would definitely get, organic chocolate. It's just much more lovely. I would look for something that's greater than 70%.
Okay.
And then I always tell people to look for the one that has the least amount of sugar. One of my favorites is the endangered species chocolate bars.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
And we really, even on our new eating plan, if people are going to eat chocolate, we say about an ounce of chocolate. And
yeah, two little squares.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's quite a bit, actually.
It
so,
is.
An ounce of chocolate a day for a snack?
If you really love it.
Eat it with something. You know, and chocolate often has that wonderful good fat in it. That's why we'd like you to do the organic.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, eat it with some nuts or eat it, right after your meal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know what? Sometimes what happens is if you really love that dark chocolate, it's something that you can look forward to a treat, and then you're not going to be eating the M&Ms.
People
right.
need treats.
Yeah. So good treat
Great
that
call.
You picked.
Yeah,
okay,
there you
thank
go.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you for the call. So let's...
we have more calls. Do we have time?
Good morning, Deb. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question?
Yes. Good morning. Heard that some vitamins are better than others because of the type of filler they use. Does that make any sense to you? Have you heard that?
Sure, sure. And were you wondering about the kind of vitamin D that you should take? Okay.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
The vitamin D that you really should take is vitamin D3.
Okay.
That's the form of vitamins that you should take, not vitamin D2. And sometimes that's... being prescribed as vitamin D2, but vitamin D3 is what we really need. I think, as far as quality, I don't know. All I know at our office, we have one that comes in a capsule and one that comes in drops. So it can be either. I don't know. Do you have any comments, Wendy?
Yeah, I do. I would, if you're, because a lot of the stuff that people bring in for me to look at, it's like I'd rather they didn't take anything than to take the stuff that they're taking because you can actually take things that are inhibiting the absorption of vitamins and things like that. So please, we would be happy to see you at our office because, Dar, we know that you've done research on all the supplements that we have there.
Right.
And I would definitely go to, like Mastels or Sassafras in White Bear or go to Whole Foods or Mississippi Market or your chiropractor.
Yeah.
How about Lakeland?
That's
Lakeland.
Perfect.
Sure.
Yeah. They have people there that can help you too, and they know what's in their supplements. That's what you want.
Okay. Do you recommend any brands, or is that not appropriate to ask?
Well, you know, we have, at our office, we have all professional brands, but we really don't recommend any special brands, so we're kind of hedging on this question.
Yeah.
I understand. I had heard that there is some filler.
Oh, there's a huge difference in supplements, absolutely.
Okay, great. But,
The one thing we can say is to make sure it has GMP on the label.
Okay.
Good manufacturing practices. Manufacturing practices.
Okay,
right.
Got it.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So we're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, I find that eating healthy takes a little planning, but it really can be very simple. You know, it's fall now, so pull out your crock pot. Last Friday morning, that was just yesterday. I don't know. I've had such
a
busy week.
Last Friday morning. This week has seemed very long. But.
I put a small 2-pound beef roast in the crock pot with chopped onion, salt, and seasoning. Then I cut up a winter squash into quarters. I wrapped each quarter in aluminum foil and put everything in the crock pot. And I set it for 5.5 hours. And I had a perfect meal. Actually, I've used that meal twice. I had used it Friday night, and I used it again for lunch. So, you know, it's simple, healthy, and satisfying. So nutrition can be simple. So we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Just so you don't forget, we want you to know that the core of getting through the flu season is building your immune system.
With real food.
With real food. And also, we want to talk about a few really key supplements here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, simple things that are hard to get enough of, especially if you're starting out behind, there we go.
That's right. So I think we have to talk about vitamin C, and everybody knows this but did you know why? It's vitamin C is highly concentrated in the immune cells. And when you have a reduced amount of vitamin C, you have a lower immune function. So we think people need at least 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And just as important as vitamin C for your immune system is zinc, because a zinc deficiency has been linked to an increased rate of infection.
So I know last week on the show, Cassie and Kristen told us that beef is really high in zinc, and it is. But did you realize that 83% of the people today are deficient in zinc?
And we have a wonderful test that we can do right in our office. It will take you about 1.5 minutes. So if you just want to stop in one of our offices, either at Wyzetta or St. Paul or White Bear, we can do a simple zinc test to determine how deficient you are in zinc.
Or if you've got enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sometimes we find people do have sufficient zinc. But here's
it's
some
rare, though.
Yes, it is.
Now.
So here's some signs of low zinc. You know, if you get frequent colds and viruses, for sure. If you have acne. If you have hair loss. If you have spots on your nails.
Yes.
If you have lost your taste. That's very low zinc.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you have thyroid problems, the thyroid needs zinc.
Yep.
If you have prostate problems, the prostate needs zinc.
Exactly.
All those things.
Exactly. And the other huge thing that we have at the office is we have cod liver oil. Now, our grandmothers knew about cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful for healing those cell membranes. You get the fish oil, you get the vitamin A, and you get some vitamin D.
And my granddaughters and grandson take cod liver oil every day.
Good for them.
At least a teaspoon.
You're that good grandma.
I am that good grandma.
Do we have time to talk about wellness formula?
Sure, we do.
Okay. And this is a great formula. We sell a lot of this in the winter. If you want to have this in your emergency kit. If you have, have a sniffle or you've been exposed to something, this wellness formula, we have it in our office, and you can start taking it right away, and you don't get sick. It builds up your immune system quite fast. I mean, you have to be rigorous about taking it, don't you? I mean, it's like, is it every 3 hours?
Yes.
I mean, but you follow the directions, but
yes.
It's much better than spending 2 weeks in bed.
And the nice thing about the wellness formula, it's by Source Naturals, and you'll find it in, certainly at our office, but you can find it at all the co-ops. It's a
yes.
product that is available to a lot of people. And I like the one that comes in capsules and not the tablet myself.
Yeah,
and if
I do
you're,
too.
If you're starting to get a sore throat, take six a day.
Because you have to take about six.
And mm-hmm. then if you just want it as a maintenance dose, mm-hmm. you know, probably two or three a day, and it'll keep the flu away.
And I definitely want to keep the flu away. Let's come to class. Staying well, strategies to strengthen your immune system. And October 26th, October 29th. At our offices, White Bear, St. Paul, and Wayzata.
And thank you to everybody for calling in today. And Wendy, great show. Thank you. Have a great day. And
let's keep everybody well. A big
yes.
cheer for keeping everybody well.
Sounds great.